Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas, Episode 3. As the sun sets over one of the oldest churches in Kansas, St. Luke's Lutheran Church, built in 1865 entirely out of local stone, the townsfolk of faith and its surrounding communities gather for the annual Good Friday pageant. In the cool backstage, Stephen finds himself donned in a dark bathrobe alongside the town's men. Among them, Sheriff Vance. The sheriff, looking equally odd in his attire, hands Stephen a script.
Help me run this line. I keep getting stuck here.
Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. Oh, no, hang on. I gotta put this on, too.
Sheriff Vance, now donning a silly, curly-haired wig, exhales and recites his next line.
Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.
I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny 3 times that you know me. Well, then you say, even if...
An arm wraps around Stephen, and he's cut off by an excited Sheriff Vance.
That's right. Okay, I got the next line. Hey, we're about to go on.
Out in the audience, Gregory, Winona, and Edward settle into the very last pew at the back of the sanctuary. The stage goes silent. The actors in position for the Last Supper scene. Albert, playing the role of Jesus, speaks clearly, his voice echoing throughout the church.
Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
Sheriff Vance fumbles with his response.
Lord, I...
A hush falls over the crowd, the tension palpable.
Lord, I think what the sheriff... Simon here is trying to say is he's ready to die for you.
I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny 3 times that you know me.
Sheriff Vance recovers, delivering his next line with conviction.
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
One by one, the other men on the stage echo the sentiment, including Stephen.
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
In the back row, Gregory takes notice that Stephen also said the line and leans over to whisper to Winona.
I hope he's that brave in real life.
On this peculiar Good Friday, art is imitating life in stark relief for the Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas. Crowd and performers are mingling in the fellowship hall immediately after the service. Pocket conversations about a big storm headed their way can be heard. Penelope is talking with some friends.
Excuse me.
And Stephen begins to work his way across the crowd to her.
Excuse me.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry.
Sheriff Vance heads backstage to get changed. Gregory watches Stephen move through the crowd towards Penelope and sees their window of opportunity to grab Stephen closing quickly. He signals Winona and Edward.
Winnie, Ed, you know the move. They hold 5 insides.
Edward awkwardly walks up to Stephen, holding his hand up for a high five.
Hey, great job tonight, dude.
What?
Gregory and Winona throw an arm under one of Stephen's arms.
Let's go.
Then begin escorting him back into the deserted sanctuary.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Watch the door, Eddie.
Oh, we in here for a little object lesson about the offering box, huh?
What?
No.
Okay, all right. Just get your hands off me. I stole some money from the church. Big deal. I'm getting out of here. Sheriff Vance can't stop me. Elbert Mason and his little dog, too, can't stop me. And you better believe you Franks ain't gonna stop me. Now get out my way.
Steven lunges forward, and Gregory drops him with a swift punch to the gut. Steven is on the ground, gasping for air, beneath the shadowy grimace of Jesus. On a 4-foot-tall, full-color crucifix, high up above the altarpiece.
Twice in one day. 2 times. Okay.
Gregory and Winona help Stephen to his feet. Edward is staring at Stephen.
We were sent to find you.
Okay. Who sent you?
Stephen will get his question answered. But will he believe what he hears? Will he have faith? Keep listening to find out. In the tale of Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas.